Hello, I'm Jennifer Geiser with Cisco, and welcome to this special podcast on Cisco Borderless Networks for Healthcare. My guest today is Frank Grant. He's Senior Director of the Healthcare Practice for North America, and Frank is going to help us understand what Cisco means by borderless networks, and more importantly, how is borderless networks relevant to healthcare? Welcome, Frank. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, great. So let's go ahead and get started right in. I told you I wanted to hit you up with some pretty hard questions coming out the gate. And so, you know, we've heard Cisco talking a lot about borderless networks. First of all, Frank, what is borderless networks and why is it so important?
Well, thanks for the easy first question. Cisco Borderless Networks is both a business and a technical architecture. And let me explain to you what I mean about that. We talked to a lot of customers in healthcare and some common themes emerge. You know, our business would be more efficient if only the network could do this or that. From this emerges a different set of challenges, what we choose to call borders. For example, one theme in the is the network is no longer just for PCs and laptops. You have smartphones, iPhones, security cameras, all sorts of devices trying to use the network. And in healthcare networks, this is particularly important because you have a lot of doctors carrying iPhones and a lot of smartphones. But in addition, you have biomedical devices that are also trying to use the network. So the question is, how do you get all of these devices onto a common IP network while maintaining security, availability, and quality of service? How can the network traffic know that the traffic from a device monitoring a patient's vital signs is more important than someone playing an online game during their lunch hour? You have to be able to prioritize that.
Okay, so I'm saying if you're posing the questions, I do hope you have the answers.
Yes, I do. There are precisely these types of challenges that Cisco Borderless Networks is designed to address. Now, what I've just described, we call the device border. It is not enough just to connect these devices to the network and hope they work. You really need a complete and flexible identification and authorization system like Cisco Identity-Based Network Services. You need to provide high availability for them because some of the information could be and very often is life-critical. You have to identify the data flows, prioritize them above all others, and protect them from other data flows. So you really need an intelligent and full-featured infrastructure to pull all this off, and you have to do it for both the wired and the wireless network.
So what you're telling our listeners here is that, you know, does the Cisco Borderless Network, is this provides this all for you? I mean, it has the infrastructure to actually deliver upon this?
Absolutely. And the problem extends beyond just devices because it has to do with people, too. Any modern organization, perhaps, and especially hospitals, has a large collection of people who do different jobs. These people are located both in and outside the walls of the hospitals. You have patients, doctors, insurance companies, off-site labs, remote clinics, you name it. So how do you integrate all these people yet still maintain security and confidentiality?
Well, and I will say being a patient myself at one point in my life, I will say that security and confidentiality are very important, or I'll say they're challenges. But I guess in this case, I think we're talking about borders, right?
Yeah, and particularly you're right in healthcare because people are very sensitive to their patient information. So there are a lot of multiple overlapping regulations that need to be followed. And if a patient, for example, needs to pay his or her bill with a credit card, the credit card company shouldn't be able to see his or her medical records, nor should the doctors and nurses be able to see the credit card number. You really have to have these overlapping areas of responsibility that need to be enforced. That means you need a very rich set of policies that can be enforced across the network.
Okay, and I'd definitely say I think that makes sense, especially from a patient standpoint.
Yep, and it's a fine line you have to walk, too, because you need to enforce security, but at the same time, you shouldn't be punished for your current location. Your experience of the network and applications within the limits of what you're allowed to do according to whatever security policies you have should be the same wherever you are, the same performance, same security, same seamless experience. And if the network can't deliver that experience, call that a location border, is one of the areas Cisco Borderless Network addresses. You need high performance, high-scale VPN, application optimization, and virtualization technologies like those in Cisco Borderless Networks to handle outside people coming into your network. At the same time, you've got to have a flexible mobility infrastructure for the people inside the network. And this is clearly relevant to us in healthcare because for a doctor to be more efficient and to get the information they need and a patient care to get better, you have to give the doctor or nurse the information they need right there at the point of care.
So this is, I think this is interesting because now we're saying location shouldn't matter when it talks about delivering these services.
Exactly. Except for one thing, the way you look at it is, and that's, if you look at an entry statistic, one hospital estimate, they saved $4,000 per day that they spent in the past trying to locate mobile assets like wheelchairs.
Oh, my gosh.
So location does matter when you're trying to track down assets or patients or specialists. So maybe it's we should say instead of network should be location aware instead of just location. So we know where things or people are when it matters, and we can optimize their experience so that remote or mobile users could have the same level of productivity as local wired users.
Oh, my gosh. I find that unbelievable about the wheelchairs. Who would have ever imagined? But I guess if you can't find wheelchairs, you're going to go and track them down because in many cases, it's a requirement to escort someone from the hospital in a wheelchair. So you can't even discharge them if you don't have a wheelchair. I would have never guessed that they would spend that much time tracking them down, though.
Well, and or just they buy additional ones because they can't track them down.
Yeah, that's true, too. And then we have our kids running up down the hallways with them. But anyway, we won't go into that. Now, you've covered two interesting borders here. You've covered the device border and you covered the location border. My hope is that there aren't any other borders, but are there, Frank? Are there any other borders?
There is one more big one. That's the application border.
Oh, okay.
Hospitals have a lot of specialized applications like high-resolution imaging, and we're also seeing more applications being deployed in the cloud and software as a service, which is going to be huge in healthcare. And finally, we're seeing more and more healthcare organizations using Web 2.0 collaboration video applications, adding those to their workflows as well.
Now, if you think about it, there's a huge return on investment here. I mean, for instance, I dealt with one hospital that started using video conferencing for remote consultation instead of transporting patients to see the specialist. And in this case, it was very important because we're talking with infants here. And they estimate, this particular hospital estimates they saved over $40,000 for every transport they avoided. So, you know, talk about a quick return on investment for less than a year for that equipment.
That's exactly right. We're seeing, you know, telemedicine exploding. And those are the type of benefits that people are talking about and looking for. But just like devices, you just can't throw video on your network and hope for the best. You really need to understand your customer's business imperatives and map these to our available products and solutions. For example, you may need to increase the bandwidth at certain locations, perhaps implement a 10 gigabit Ethernet core and even 10 gigabit Ethernet uplinks in the wiring closet. You need to be able to identify video automatically. You need to be able to control the path that is taking over the network, and you need to monitor how it's performing. And that's why the Cisco MediaNet is such an integral part of the Cisco Borderless Network architecture. It provides a true framework for deploying rich media applications on a Cisco network, which we see only growing more and more in healthcare.
Oh, interesting. I also like how you're taking, because right now we're talking about how we can actually benefit for our listeners, you know, the healthcare environment. But it is interesting how you're able to actually map that down to very specific product features that we deliver to pull that through. So are we done because we've had devices, we have had locations, we've had application borders, got that. Do we stop there?
Well, there is one more, and it's a little bit unusual.
Okay.
We like to think that the network, because it increasingly touches everything in a healthcare organization, can provide additional value to other parts of the hospital. One obvious area where that can happen is in energy management, because energy is really a concern of the facilities and physical plant part of an organization. As hospitals, as opposed to a lot of other businesses, truly operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the information technology department usually has a budget for energy, but doesn't get too involved. It's just a cost of doing business for them. But we believe that Cisco Borderless Networks can break down that, quote, organizational border and create better cooperation between both IT and facilities in managing energy costs.
Okay.
We have a technology that many are familiar with called Cisco EnergyWise that lets our customers intelligently measure, report, and reduce energy consumption across the entire hospital. They can optimize power delivery and reduce energy costs, and we're releasing the product in phases. The most recent phase expands the customer's sphere of control to include power over Ethernet devices, like IP phones, wireless access point and IP surveillance cameras, as well as PCs and laptops. The next phase of Cisco EnergyWise will further expand our visibility to extend the facility's integration, like lights, elevators, and heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're doing that through tighter integration with the Cisco Network Building Mediator. Providing a more sustainable and cost-effective facility is an excellent way for IT to demonstrate their business value to the rest of the hospital. That's why Cisco EnergyWise and sustainability in general is a key component of the Cisco Borderless Network architecture.
Now, I would say that's definitely exciting because one would never have guessed that we could actually use this IT infrastructure. Not only that, we talk about how it actually addresses business problems within the healthcare environment, but also more of the green issue and actually, you know, lowering a whole lot of costs when it comes to, I'll say, the healthcare operational costs. So that's, I mean, that's rather interesting. I'd love to have you back to kind of dive into that a little bit more so in the future. But I can't let you off the hook because I know our listeners are asking one question in their mind. It says, okay, why Cisco? I mean, a lot about what you're talking about, you know, is available via the networking infrastructure. So why can't they just construct their own borderless network with another network vendor's equipment or a combination of network vendor's equipment? What's to stop them?
Well, that's a good, great question, but I think there are a lot of answers to that. If you look at the technology level, do other vendors have identification and authorization technologies, for example? Yes, yeah, some do. They have, but not as full-featured and flexible as Cisco identity-based network services. And I think you'll find the same story with lots of technologies I've mentioned, that they may have a part but not the full story, policy control, quality service, et cetera. And then there are the pure differentiators like Cisco EnergyWise. No one else in the industry has anything that compares to it. So moving up from that, I think I have to return to something I said at the beginning of this podcast, that Cisco Borderless Networks is a business as well as a technical architecture. Our goal ultimately is to solve business problems. In order to do so, I think you need the broad portfolio of product and solutions that Cisco has. If we don't know the best way to get Cisco telepresence across the LAN and WAN, for example, who would? And we have the design guides and deployment examples to support that. I guess in summary, finally, Cisco Borderless Networks provides the infrastructure for many of the industry-specific solutions we have. Cisco Nurse Connect, which uses mobility to optimize caregivers' time. Cisco BioMedNAC, which shows you exactly how to connect those medical devices to your LAN. Cisco Health Presence, which we just announced March the 1st, which makes the whole process of remote consultation seamless. There are many, many more, and we've got tremendous traction with our solutions. And all of these are deployed on the Cisco Borderless Network architecture. We know the needs of the technology, but we also know the needs of the business, and we're in the best position to fulfill both of those needs.
Well said. Thank you very much. But we have one more important question, because we just touched upon a lot of things. And like you said, you just kind of breezed over the couple of the solutions we do have, plus many others. So where do our listeners go for more information?
I know they're going to want lots more information. The Borderless Network site is www.cisco.com/go/borderless. You can also view a recent webcast we had about borderless networks at www.cisco.com/go/experience. And if you're interested in our solutions for the healthcare industry, which I know everybody in this podcast is, go to www.cisco.com/go/healthcare.
So for our listeners, I hopefully you notice a really good trend here. Go to cisco.com and you can /borderless, /experience, or /healthcare, where you will find all the information on these solutions and plus information, more information on the borderless networks as well on that same site. So terrific. Thank you once again, Frank. My guest today has been Frank Grant. He is Senior Director of Healthcare Solutions for North America. And thank you, our listeners. This is Jennifer Geisler. Until next time, thanks for listening.